introduce Elvis. Take it away.
Howdy all, thanks, Paulette. Elvis, as I always introduce myself, addicted bipedal Terran meat sack. I tend to identify as Terran. I don't. I like to think we are all one people. Doesn't matter what we look like, where we come from, we are all one people. And I think in this day and age, it's something important that we need to remember that we are all the same fundamentally underneath. Some of us are more the same than any, and that's us in this room. I just discovered today's 6 years and 6 months that I've been here. So that's sort of a quite an appropriate thing. But a quick sort of summary of why and how I got here. 6 years and 9 months ago, my partner had come along and was attending this and suggested that I should come along. I looked at her and thought, "You're fucking crazy." Sorry, look, I'm Australian, so there'll be profanity littered through it, left, right, and centre. So apologies in advance to anyone. So yeah, as I said, "You're fucking crazy. There's nothing wrong with me." And so she went off. Asked again a couple of weeks later. I said, "Seriously, you're seriously fucking crazy. There's absolutely nothing wrong with me. I am living the life of Riley." And finally, she asked a third time, and I thought, well, hang on, she cares about me, so she must be seeing something that I'm not seeing. So maybe there is something in there. So I went along, and I went along to my first meeting. And like a lot of us here in the atheist community, cards on the table, I am what's called a Gnostic atheist. I know there is no God, right? So, and I don't entertain any mention of it. I think personally that religion was one of the worst things that humanity has invented to control it, but that's for another discussion for another time, but that's where I come from. So when I came into the first meeting and I'm sort of sitting there, and there's a wide selection of people in the room. Some that I've got comfortable, others I'm looking at, and the others I'm talking about are people in suits, right? They're the ones that make me feel uncomfortable. What the hell's going on in this room? And I'm looking around the posters on the wall, and that word that I'm not a fan of. Capital G-O-D. What the fuck have you brought me along to here? What is this thing? And then so they did the initial readings and all that sort of stuff. Okay, and then and sort of two or three speakers in, I think it was the third speaker, started telling their story. And I'm sitting listening, going, "Hang on, hang on, hang on. How does this dude know my story?" And pretty much word for word, he's telling my story. And it was that moment, and I think everyone in the room saw the light bulb go up over my head that fuck yeah, I am an addict. Time to look in the mirror and face facts that yes, I am an addict. My life was controlled by chemicals. And I probably deep down knew that, but never actually admitted it. Right? Denial was no longer a river in Egypt, but denial was a part of me, and I was finally coming to that ugly realization that the yeah shit, I am an addict. I was lucky in some aspects that the I was that oxymoron, a functioning addict. 80% of my bills were paid on time. Always paid rent. Always sort of managed to keep food in the house and all that sort of stuff, but only barely, only absolutely barely. The amount of stuff that I've taken down to pawn shops to sell because I wanted to get more of what I was doing sitting on the couch, sort of thing. I added up and thought, "Oh, holy shit, I'm in a profession with a decent wage, but I never got ahead because I was always spending it on stuff that at that stage I thought I wanted. But it came to realize there was that stuff that wanted me to spend on it. It was the trigger inside my brain that's saying that this is what you want to be happy." From that moment on, I stopped. Cold turkey, that was it. My drug of choice was pot, right? Or weed, marijuana, whatever you want to call it. And I strongly disagree with anyone who says, "Oh, pot's easy to get off." No, it's fucking not, right? It is not. It is just like any other drug. It is part and parcel. It's what's in here that's the issue. It's not the chemical that you take that make the issue. It's what's in here. And but doing that cold turkey and sort of stop, I had horrendous cravings for the first like 6-7 months, and then I remember I had this dream. And I had this dream, and sort of was in this room, and there was pretty much every counterculture drug icon that you could think of was in this party, sort of thing. Cheech and Chong was sitting there, and all this sort of stuff. And I remember sitting on this couch, and Hunter S. Thompson comes up to me and offers me a joint, and I say, "No thanks, I'm not on that journey anymore." And that, to me, was the time that it did physically change. Right? It did mentally change for me. I had no more cravings, and I knew that this path was the one. The path that I'm now is right for me. Was right for me. So once I got over that path, I started coming on, started realizing that, well, I need to start doing the steps and all this sort of, you know, the bizarre. But the first sponsor I got was, well, it started out being hardcore Christian and then sort of migrated into hardcore Druid, which is weird sort of thing. But I quickly realized that, you know, this is not a match for me. This is not gonna work out. And this whole being driven by, I got told, I think, third or fourth meeting in, because I was, when I, my first year, I opened up, admitted total cards on the table, I'm an atheist. And the looks of scorn and derision I got from people around the room. At the end of that meeting, I got told by this let's say person, to be polite, that if I don't get a belief in God, I'll never ever get clean. And my instant thought was, fuck you. My second thought was, well, this is one of the most powerful motivators for staying clean, because fuck you, I'm going to stay clean out of spite, just so you can, so just to prove you that I don't need it. I can be clean on my terms and run this program on my terms. And by my terms, I mean without the God stuff. I'm biting my tongue and not trying to start talking about derogatory terms for God, but sort of thing. So then, sort of about 6 months in, looking through the meetings, we found this meeting, Friday night meeting in Melbourne City. I'm originally from an outlying suburb of Melbourne, like 40 k's from the city. So we made the trip into this meeting, and it was the Beyond Belief Friday night one. And I met Anthony, and I met a couple other people there, and I ended up staying afterwards for a good hour and a half speaking to Anthony, speaking about, well, secular NA. At that stage, it wasn't secular NA. It was just a meeting that was without God. And that was the first real time that I felt like I belonged in this community, that I didn't have people telling me that I was doing it wrong, that I was never going to get clean because I didn't believe in the invisible sky fairy. Now on, when people say, don't you believe in anything? Yeah, I believe in plots. I believe in humanity. I believe in science. I believe in what's going on. I have a degree in physics. And one of the fundamental things you're taught in physics is that what you know and believe in today can quite suddenly change tomorrow as a new fact is discovered. And I live my life like that. That's how I live my life. What I believe in today might not necessarily be true tomorrow, and I'm willing to go with that. There's some things that I will not believe in, because I'm very much a facts-based, evidence-based person, and what I see in front of me is what I believe. If you can't give me evidence, or we can't do peer-recreated experience to prove it, then I'm not going to believe it. But anyway, so after 6 months, I sort of think, and I found a new sponsor. And the second sponsor I found was was a hardcore Mormon. Which now I happen to say is very happy to say is an atheist, and I didn't spend any time trying to convert him. I just went through the steps in that green and gold book with him, And every time a question came up about God, my answer was not applicable. It's not applicable to me. I can't answer that. And not because I'm being a smart ass, just that it is truly not applicable to me. I it's foreign to me. I don't know. I don't understand it. So I just didn't do it. So I just went through it. And then the great equalizer, COVID, hit us. And we're all sort of locked at, well, the majority of us are locked at home. I was very lucky to be one of those essential workers. So got to still roam around the countryside. And that was sort of esoteric and weird, wandering around a city of, how many in Melbourne now? 5 million people, with no one on the roads and no one on the streets and no one. It's sort of like almost apocalyptic walking down there, sort of thing. But that's, again, a separate story. But very, very strange and defining sort of moment of both my generation or my life. But then, because of this, all the in-person meetings got closed down and got closed down, boom, real sudden. We started opening stuff up, and suddenly this community that we all know started to open up, start to expand. I found the Seattle out Tuesday, Monday, your belief, your Monday meeting, and started to make friends. Then some of you I know from that meeting, and then expanded it and found more and more weddings, and started to find online this community of fellow thinkers who are in the same boat. I want to get clean. Or I want recovery, because at that stage it was no longer I want to get clean, because I was clean, but I wanted to start to address the underlying issues of why I used, why I did that, and start to change my life. And I never thought that life would change as much as it has through this program. Just the simple act of doing the steps. The steps is great. The steps to me is just you hold the mirror up to yourself. And look at that mirror and admit to yourself what you've done, and you can be the person that just goes through the steps and it's just think and mark it off, done that, don't worry about it. Or you can use them as a tool to examine into yourself and use them as a tool to change your behavior and your thinking, and that's what I did. I learned a couple of really seriously major lessons out of doing that, which changed my life and changed my life for the better. Getting clean did not give me a house, did not give me anything like that, but getting clean gave me the opportunities to do things that I never would have while I was using. But for whatever reason, I think the majority of the reason why I wouldn't do it while I was using is because of complacency. I was comfortable sitting on the end of the couch with my drug of choice going flowing through me. Once I stopped doing that, and once I started on this process of recovery, I learned that I have to be honest with myself. But I also learned that the only person I have to impress is me, and the only person I have to compete with is me. And that made me so much more comfortable. I have to preface of saying I mean no offense with this, right, whatsoever. My attitude is fuck everyone else. I don't care what you think of me. As long as I am comfortable with who I am, and I am comfortable with who I am. I am open. I'm clean. I'm happy. I'm living the life that I want. I don't hurt other people. I help people where I can. I support people where I can. I support this community as much as I possibly can. I am very open that I'm in this community in all aspects of my life. I'm lucky in that I have a job. I'm a public servant. I work for the government. But I have this and I work in IT in for the government. So I'm lucky that they trust me enough to actually give me a security clearance, which these days is fine. But when I was using that was iffy. But I'm also very happy and very lucky in that I've got a job that I can be open about the fact that I did have an issue with drugs. I do have an ongoing commitment to myself to improve myself. I don't like that improve myself stuff. An ongoing commitment to make my life better. And like, who would have thought that coming to this program would make your life better? That was definitely not the furthest. That's definitely one of the furthest things from my mind. When I came along. But I have in the last 6.5 years at work, they do put on all these events, forums, staff development forums. That's what I'm thinking about. Where they invite these speakers in who get paid fucking ridiculous amounts of money to tell us exactly the same things that we learn here for free. And fundamentally, all the self-help sort of stuff that I've learned, all the self-help stuff is given to us here, and the tools are given to us here. And we can choose to use those tools, or we can choose just to muddle on a merry life whatsoever. I have learned there is a vast difference between getting clean and getting recovery. Getting clean, that's just getting off drugs. You can do that. People can do that. But getting recovery, if you want to keep going, that's the thing that you really need to work on. Just trying to think how long it's been. 90 days ago, around 90 days, I gave up nicotine. And after being a nicotine addict for the majority of my life, I gave up cigarettes and started vaping, thinking that vaping is different. It's fucking not. It's the same. Decided that the time was right to give it up, and I gave it up. Comparatively, giving up all drugs was fucking a walk in the park. Absolute total walk in the park. Giving up nicotine has been ridiculously hard. I did not expect it to be anywhere near as difficult as it has been, or it continues to be. I am continually getting cravings for the vape still. One of the other things I have to work on is this fella here. COVID wasn't kind to me. I put on 40 pounds that I shouldn't have. I started to lose it. I gave up smoking. I'll put it plus more back on. But I've spoken to my doctor and told them that, you know, I want to do this. And his advice was, don't do both. Do one at a time. You up the smoking, then work on the weight, and that's the plan. I'm just waiting for those fucking cravings to stop. I'm waiting for the 6 month dream where I'm sitting on a couch and someone who smokes down and offers me a smoke and I say no, and hopefully I have that same moment that I did for drugs. I'm sure I will. It's just going to be a matter of time. But yeah, anyone else who's giving up or has given up smoking, hats off to you. It's fucking hard work. Well, it all is drugs, smoking, anything. Change is hard work, which is ironic because that's pretty much what my career is all about. Change. IT is all about managing change. But yeah, managing change for others is much easier than managing change for yourself. I think that's sort of coming towards the end of running because I can start to feel my voice starting to go. So that means I have been speaking for at least 15 minutes. But I will sort of finish up by saying a few things. One and two, the two things that I learned that I hold the dearest in my heart at the moment are: I don't need to compete with anyone. I don't need to impress anyone. So the reasons that are driving me forward are my personal reasons. I'm getting clean. I'm staying clean because I want to. I'm getting recovery because I want to, not because I think someone else would be impressed by me doing this, not because I think someone else wants me to do it. I'm doing it because I want to. And it's an ongoing journey. It's absolutely, thoroughly, 100% ongoing journey. And it's a journey that day in, day out, I'm loving. Even on the fucking hard days, which getting clean doesn't stop you having hard days. They're still there. But getting clean and being in this program gives you the tools to deal with those hard days so I don't fall back and go back to where I was. And I will finish back, I will now finish by saying, firstly, thank you to everyone in this community, everyone in this room. Some of you I know, and some of you I know fairly well and have been on this journey with you. Others I'm just meeting for the first time. But we all have that bond. And it doesn't matter what strata of life we come from, whether blue collar, white collar, whatever we are, with white, black, orange, yellow, green, well, it doesn't matter. We all have that same thing, fundamental. We want to get clean. We want to change it, change the way we look at life. And we don't believe in God. But the more people that learnt the stuff that we learn in this room about ourselves, if more people out of this community did the same as what we do in this community, the world would be a much, much better place. Because I found that people in this community, and particularly in our version of this community, secular NA, are so much more, and I don't like the word tolerant, because it sounds like it's compromising, but it is the appropriate thing. But it's so much more tolerant of others, so much more understanding of others. I think that's a better way of putting it, understanding of others. And we do understand that life is a struggle, but you do what you can with it, and we are willing to help others. So to finish off, I'll just say that anyone who's on this journey with me, whether you've got 0.00001 seconds of clean time, or even no clean time, but you're just thinking of clean time, and whether you've got 150 million years of clean time, take a time every single day to pat yourself on the head or pat yourself on the back and reward yourself, because it's a fucking hard job that we're doing. But the rewards you get out of it are absolutely magnificent. And congratulate yourselves for the work you're doing on it. Take that time to enjoy it. So thanks for listening. Thanks for asking me to share. It has been an honor. And wish you all another wonderful 24 or more.